We're dealing with the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. So another concept, we actually find three places in the Torah where there's a concept of counting. And that is we find Sfiras Omer counting, which we're currently actively engaged in. There's a mitzvah of Sfiras Shonim for Yovel, and that is that Klal Yisrael has to keep track of the year, the cycles of the Shemitah, seven cycles of 7 years, until they ultimately arrive at year 50 of Yovel. Every year has to be counted out loud in Beit with a formal act of counting. This is year one, this is year two, until we reach a full cycle, ultimately, of Yovel of 50 years. And we know there's a third time one counts, and that is the time of Azava in the days of her Tumah. When she becomes Azava, she has to count 7 days. And the Chasnida, which we're aware of, is built on the Halachis of Zava. The counting of Zava requires a counting of 7 days until one can attain a level of Tahara. Now, what's rather enigmatic here is that we have three instances of the Torah referring to something called Vesafra, a counting. Three specific times the Torah is detailing an act. That act is called Vesafra, the same similar word. Vesafar, Vesafra, Vesach Lachem. And yet we find three very different actions here. One of them is a counting where one goes ahead, every individual on his own level goes ahead and he counts. He counts out loud. Counts via Sfiras Omer. One would go ahead and think mentally. One would, you know, keep a tabulation throughout the days of Sfiras Omer. And every night focus and think, you know, today is day 34, 35, 36. One would not fulfill his obligation whatsoever. L'kuliyam. One has to actually verbally express where one is holding. Likewise, by the meaning of Yovel, it's a bit different. One has to do the counting in basin. It's not individual counting, it's a communal counting. Nonetheless, it's done with a full-fledged verbal expression of where one's holding. When it comes to Nida and Zava, however, there, the consensus of the Paiskim, there's a Shloh who says one should do it, it's a mitzvah, but however, generally speaking, the consensus of the Paiskim is that one merely need to keep track mentally where one's holding it. Even that, one can really miss the day keeping track, it's not that important. As long as one, at the end of the day, keeps track where one's holding, one can measure at the end of the 7 days where one's holding, that will be sufficient, because in fact, one has counted a total of 7 days. And need not express it at all. So the question is, now we understand that v'safra can mean mentally, v'safra can mean verbally. Each one would suffice as an explanation of the word v'safra. But where's the, you know, the uniformity here? If we want consistency in the word, how can we look at the Torah and say, here the Torah means one thing, here the Torah means something else, and here the Torah means totally, you know, a third option? What exactly is a translation, the accurate translation of the sphero which the Torah details? Similarly, on a similar concept, we actually find the mitzvah of Zecher in the Torah also has different connotations. Zechiras Metzias Mitzrayim, we have to perform on a daily basis. We say this in Shema, where we yatziv, we go ahead, and we have to verbally, a zechir, an obligation to actually verbally express Metzias Mitzrayim. When it comes to the zechir of the Ma'aseh Miriam, and other times in the Torah, when the Torah expresses an obligation to go ahead and remember an action that happened, an event that occurred, one need not express it verbally according to Alapais. Can one merely think about, by merely thinking about what occurred, one has fulfilled the obligation. So what does zechira mean? So Sefer Chinuch poses this question in Parashat Bahar, and he says, "Im tisha alam mechiv zecherim levracha limna yisheva sheva min ksevet faritzlochav lareinu me'olam shivna hazav yimei sifra." We have never seen anywhere that a zav is obligated to count it verbally, and yet it says the same words: "Sifra lo, yisafra lo." Zulasi shechayovim sheinu leiv al yam. We merely are required that someone has to actually pay attention to the days, and that alone would suffice. Chuvas davar zem ashek damti lechaberoish sifri kichoil inin ha'tayra toli beperush ha'makubal. He says the entire understanding of the Torah as we know it, it's not coming from the psukim we see in the Torah. Klal Yisrael received the Torah verbally at Har Sinai. To Moshe Rabbeinu was passed down from generation to generation. The Chachmei Hadoros, as they went through the generations, were constantly passing it down until our generation. We're constantly expressing the Torah in a verbal sense. However, the Torah, Torah Shebiksav, is the footnote, is the short notes, the shorthand of the longer speech. It's a shorthand which tells us the deep, the minimal version, is telling us everything that's alluded to a much bigger Torah, which is passed down midar dar. When the Chacham arrive, we look at a Gemara, and a lot of times we'll find the Gemara, and there's a drush in the Pasuk, and we look, the Gemara says, you know, the Tana will say, or the Meir will say, where's the Makar for this? And I'll show you a Pasuk. And we look at it, and it looks a bit far-fetched, it looks a bit stretched, it looks not so natural to deduce A from B. The Pasuk doesn't seem to be telling us that. And we look at it, and we say, you know, somehow they understood better than us. In truth, the concept is entirely backwards. They were coming along with the pshat. They knew what was accurate, they knew what wasn't accurate. Nonetheless, they understood that everything that they have as accuracy in the Torah had to have some sort of remez in the Torah. They were arriving at the truth long before the drasha existed. Then they went backwards and said, if this is the truth, where can we find this alluded to in the Torah? When Chazal came to Sfiras Omer, they knew. They had a messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Sfiras Omer that we perform has to be done bepeh. Sfiras Yovel has to be done bepeh. When it came to Zava and Nida, they did not have to be done bepeh. That's the way they understood Moshe Rabbeinu. When they went back to Vesafra, they therefore understood that it doesn't have to matter if Safra can mean different things different places, because they weren't coming from the word Vesafar. They said here can mean Pirish A, and here can mean Pirish B. But as an approach throughout Kol Torah Kulos, likewise as Zechir Sitzis Mitzrayim, they weren't coming from the word Zecher and Dashting and saying, if it says Zecher, it must mean we express it in one way or another. They were coming from Messiah, which Klal Yisrael's entire Messiah is the essence of who we are. It's passed down with Daral Da. We always have to fact check it against the Torah to make sure the Torah is keeping us in line, that our Pirish doesn't go off the tracks. We don't end up with the wrong pshat. But ultimately, the original pshat is coming with Daral Da and Messiah, and therefore we can end up with different things in the actual Pirush HaMilim in the Torah.